Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Kim is from Acton. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
This sounds like a Mad Lib, Kennedy.
Okay.
Traveled to Brooklyn to buy a Vespa?
Ha!
Yes.
That's a long way to go for Facebook.
Were there not local Vespas?
It was a 450-mile back-and-forth trip. It took us about 13 hours total. And he said, one of these days you're going to laugh about it. And I said, yes, I will, but you owe me a massage after this.
Was it free or something?
Well, who is he, first of all?
My son.
Oh, okay.
And no, we had to go buy it in Brooklyn.
Why in Brooklyn?
Because that's where the Vespa was.
They don't have any Vespas in Massachusetts.
This is the one he found.
That's the one he wants. You're a good. You are a good, good dude.
Did you make him ride the Vespa home from Brooklyn?
No, but I will make him give me a massage.
Yes, ma'am. Good for you. That's hilarious.
There's Vespas all over the city. I see him driving like Evel Knievel with DoorDash orders
all
the time.
Not this one. There wasn't.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate
that. It's got
that
Brooklyn cool factor, you see.
Hipster Vespa.
How about you, Kennedy? How was your weekend?
It was great. So I went to Chicago and then went to Normal, Illinois, home of Illinois State University, to see my friend Denise, her daughter Riley. Mm-hmm. Denise's sister went with us as well.
The town is called Normal?
Normal, Illinois. That's right.
Sounds like the home base of a TV show.
Yes, it's a very exciting place, a bursting community. No, it's not. But we had a very good time. I took all the kids out to dinner, and then we went to a college bar called Pub, because of course that's what it's called.
Sure.
And it's exactly what you would think it would be. I have some audio that I brought back with me that we will play in about an hour. If you'd mm-hmm. like to stick around for that, it's pretty funny.
Head on a swivel.
No, they're children.
Yeah, they're
gross.
I know you were worried about how they were going to receive you, the college kids. How did that go?
So, again, you'll hear this later, but when we walked into Pub, as soon as I walked in the door, a kid walks up to me and he goes, "You are iconic." So I feel like I ticked about a lot of boxes here this weekend.
I mean, you are iconic.
I felt pretty good about it.
I agree.
Mean, that. I'm an old lady walking into a bar full of 20-year-olds. Like, really?
An iconic old lady.
So I was here for it.
What were we drinking? Keeping up with the college traditions?
Not really. I had one drink at that bar, I think. I don't even know what we were drinking. Just whatever she could get at the bar. So, and she also had one of these bags that, like, you can have a whole bottle of wine in, and it's got, like, a...
She was carrying a flask in and out of college bars?
Much more than a flask. It was a bag, a tote bag
yeah.
that you can then pour in a glass of
like
what of
you
wine.
When you go for a run and you fill it with water, something
no,
like that?
No, a bag, like a tote bag,
yeah,
like
I hear
a purse.
You.
Oh. And then you open up this little patch on the side and you push the button, you know, like...
Yeah.
And like the water comes out, yes.
So her tote bag doubled as like a Franzia box wine.
So she's sitting at the bar trying to order drinks for us.
And an empty
And her
cup.
Sister is like, hurry, hurry. But, you know, it's hard to get service at a big place like that. And so she's just pulling little plastic cups off the bar and filling it with wine and being like, quiet, here.
It's a cheaper way to travel.
It was hilarious.
Gotta teach. So was it a mom that had that or one of the kids?
Mom.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, moms know how to do things.
That's a seasoned veteran. Yes,
yeah, 100%.
Our good friend Ingrid from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning, everybody. I was at the Patriots event and saw about 14 dogs get adopted. So very happy about that.
Yeah, the
and
Patriots was... Hold on. So people that don't know, the New England Patriots have a big event down at Gillette Stadium every year for the Patriots. P-A-C, Paul, like Paul, like...
Yeah.
Just make sure. And then you can go down and you can adopt a dog.
I love that.
Exactly. Hmm. So I saw about 14 dogs get adopted. Then I found a stray dog in my neighborhood yesterday, which I'm now bringing to Animal Rescue League in Dedham and get checked out. So if you're missing a little chihuahua, I found him in Dedham, and I'm going to bring him to a nice, safe place.
Oh, you're a good one.
I know.
Well, that's very nice of you.
I didn't know the Patriots are also getting dogs adopted during the NFL draft.
Yeah, right in the middle
Two
of the
birds,
draft.
One stone.
Doing the best they can.
That's what they were doing, Dan. That's exactly what they were doing. 617-655-1234. You can call or text. What did you get into over the weekend? Again, 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.